Robert L. May was a young copywriter for Montgomery Ward in 1939, and for the company Christmas party, he wrote some playful verse. After that party, Bob's employer asked this previously unnoticed copywriter, might he dream up a Christmas animal character for next year's Yuletide promotion? Well, he did, and thus was born a legend which has delighted us children, the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, ever since. But this is the rest of the story. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was no accident. Mr. May had a job to do, and he did it, all the fiction and misinformation notwithstanding. Rudolph was conceived in the very fertile brain of a very professional ad man, and yet the happy byproduct of his assignment is the fact that the poem itself, Robert May's original poem, has since found a permanent place in children's literature. The ad man poet had his own theories regarding Rudolph's phenomenal enduring success. In the days when he was handed that Christmas animal character assignment, there was a popular animal character called Ferdinand the Bull. But May figured that Ferdinand perished young because of the too sophisticated ending to that story. May wanted something with the sympathy of an ugly duckling, with the thoroughly satisfying ending of a Cinderella. A Christmas animal, of course, suggested a reindeer. After considering eyes that would glow in the dark and other deformities more grotesque than funny, May realized that people laugh most readily at an unusual nose. The first requisite of any clown's makeup, for example, is a grotesque nose, and thus evolved the reindeer with the clown nose. Rollo was considered as a name, and Randolph and Rudolph all were considered. It was Bob May's employer who picked Rudolph. When we went to war with Germany, there was some regret about that choice. It just could be that the German name is what kept Rudolph in hibernation for the years of that war. But anyway, Rudolph outlived Hitler, so that story, too, has a happy ending. The poem was originally accepted for Ward's Christmas advertising campaign, 1939. It was revived in 1946. In that revival year, the giant corporation, in a generous gesture and in the spirit of the Christmas season, presented this obscure employee with the copyright in his own name. A songwriter named Johnny Marks saw the poem, republished in 1949. He set it to music. Gene Autry made the big recording in 1949. And in 1950, Robert May of Skokie, Illinois, was able to move his family of seven from their very crowded apartment to a rather ample home of their own. Had the story of Rudolph been merely clever, it might have succeeded as the advertising gimmick for which it was intended, although perhaps little else. But on the other hand, it is the childlike charm. It is the compelling appeal to children everywhere which has assured its immortality. And now it may be told that the ad man poet Robert May had help writing Rudolph. It was somebody else who gave the verse that magic touch. The poem successfully speaks to children in their own terms because as Bob May was writing it, he read it line by line to a collaborator, Barbara May, Bob's own daughter. And when Barbara would say, what does that word mean? Bob would remove that word, and thus was one of the greatest children's Christmas stories of modern times, maybe all times, refined and clarified and purified by an honest-to-goodness child, age 4 1/2. And now you know the rest of the story.